Ender Brady, good afternoon.
Ollie, great to speak to you again.
There's a huge announcement in the UK about the future of the automotive industry.
Well, wait till you hear this. I told listeners in breakfast that Mini have decided to build the next generation electric Mini in Oxford at their plant in Cowley. Well, in a few hours' time, the UK government is going to announce that it will be banning the sale of new petrol and diesel cars from 2040. So that's, you know, not that far away. And what they're looking at, every new vehicle sold in the UK from 2040 onwards will have to be either electric or a hybrid vehicle. And this is to drive down air pollution. And the government is also looking at bringing in road taxes, pollution taxes for motorists on the most badly air polluted stretches of roads. And they've identified about 81 stretches of roads in 17 towns. And in the meantime, from 2020, they will be bringing in these pollution taxes on the most polluting vehicles. So that's a major announcement today.
Yeah, certainly is. We saw Volvo only a few weeks ago say it would be only making electric and hybrid vehicles in, I think it's the next decade or so. Interesting to see that the UK government is going down a similar path. And I would assume, Ender, that countries like ours in Australia may follow suit.
I think this is the beginning of the end for diesel and petrol cars. It really, really is. And in a couple of generations' time, Ollie, I think what we're driving around in, what I'm in right now, a diesel Volkswagen, these will be museum pieces.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ender. Now, there's a decision today about where Charlie Gard will die.
Well, this is coming to the end of this case now, and it's truly a terrible decision to be made by a high court judge. You know, there's no winners in any of this. And that judge will have to decide today whether baby Charlie Gard dies in Great Ormond Street Hospital, which is what the hospital wants, or whether he can go home to die, which is what his parents want. It's been a long legal fight. Everyone's followed it. And it's just heartbreaking. And at some point today, that High Court judge will make his decision. But as I say, Ollie, a desperately sad case with no winners.
Oh, yeah, certainly is. Very, very sad, very, very difficult decision to be made today as well. Let's move to the south of France. There's been some major fires, Ender.
Yeah, and big evacuations of camping sites. Obviously, it's the peak summer few weeks of holidays now. Very, very busy. The South France, Provence, all that area, the island of Corsica, which is, of course, French. They've got some serious temperatures down there. And we're seeing the kind of footage come in on our TV screens, which you'd normally associate really with America or Australian bushfires. These are extraordinary pictures. They've got the helicopters up. They're dumping water. The French government have asked for assistance from European Union neighbours. Very, very difficult. A lot of families being evacuated overnight and around 1,000 separate camping sites being completely cleared out.
Yeah, well, we think about our friends in Canada as well, because West Australian firefighters left for that country over the weekend to help with wildfires in Canada. So certainly some fires burning around the world. Now, Liverpool. Will Liverpool be able to entice their number one transfer target to the club?
Well, he is a defender from Southampton. He's Dutch. Virgil van Dijk is his name. Now, people might remember a few weeks ago, Liverpool were warned off him. Southampton effectively accusing Liverpool of tapping up the player. Transfer fee would be in the region of $100 million. And the story on the back pages today, Liverpool a few weeks ago apologised and they said, we're ending our interest in the player. Source very close to the player. He has not gone on their pre-season tour. He's training by himself. And this source close to the player, who I'm guessing is an agent or someone with an interest in the whole transfer, said he believes that come the end of the transfer window, August 31st, Virgil van Dijk will be a Liverpool player. Let's watch this space.
All right,
very good.
No relation to Dick van Dijk.
I hope he's got a better Cockney accent when he comes.
Good on you, and have a great day.
Charlie, and you.